Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Tampa has appealed a federal judge's ruling that granted summary judgment to Liberty Counsel, which thereby invalidated the Tampa ordinance that prohibits licensed counselors from providing voluntary talk therapy to minors seeking to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, and identity. So now this case is off to the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. You know, this case is a great victory that we won in Tampa, in which the judge issued a very good opinion, and frankly, I don't think this is going to be overturned on appeal. Striking down the Tampa ordinance, the city of Tampa passed this ordinance, as you know, Matt, that bans counselors from providing and clients that are minors and their family from receiving any counsel to overcome, reduce, eliminate their unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender confusion. Struck it down on the basis that cities, local governments, have no authority to enact such laws because it's a statewide issue. There's a lot of different reasons why the judge went that way. It avoids the constitutional question. But also, in addition, the judge listed bullet points one after another, summarizing the testimony. And in these bullet points, it literally decimates, abolishes the arguments that have been used to support these ordinances. So, you know, the fact is we won a great decision. It'll be a greater win at the Court of Appeals. So the city of Tampa, they are now appealing this case. We're going to go to the Federal Court of Appeals that sits in Atlanta, Georgia, that covers the southeastern part of the United States. And I am very confident about the results on appeal. Continue to pray for the case. But here's the situation, Matt, that when we win at the Court of Appeals, and I'm counting my chickens, obviously, before they hatch, you never know what's going to happen in a court, but I feel very good about this case. That will apply to all of the Southeast, not just the city of Tampa or that jurisdiction or the middle part of Florida, because this is the middle district of Florida federal court. It will literally expand the reach. And at the end of the day, all we need is one of these cases, by the way, to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court and strike these cases down, these laws down around the country.
Which the Supreme Court has already tipped its hand a bit on that with regard to this supposedly new category of speech, professional speech, but that issue wasn't really covered here. But really, by appealing this, if it goes the way that we believe it may well go, they may be hoisted by their own petard here. If they had left it well enough alone in Tampa, it would have just applied specifically to Tampa in the state of Florida, correct?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing, we spent a lot of time on this case, a lot of time, and we don't charge our clients. We do that pro bono. But if we win against a governmental entity that has violated constitutional rights, there is a fee-shifting statute where you can ask that government entity, in this case Tampa, to cover all of the time and expenses. Well, originally, before we actually calculated all the time that we put into the case, we told the City of Tampa attorney after the ruling came down, because he was interested in knowing whether or not, you know, what would the attorney's fee amount be. And at the time, we said, well, it would be maybe a couple hundred thousand. And he just about had a heart attack. Well, in reality, we actually submitted the time, and it was $550,000. So,
over,
you know,
half
what?
They're a just, million.
We're on the city of Tampa's clock right now.
Right.
And so all the other time that we're going to put in, we're going to continue to do that. I tell you what, it's expensive, Holly, for these government entities. While we represent our clients at no cost, we're not going to represent these government entities that offend the Constitution at no cost. Right. Now, we will if we're defending them, but I'm talking about these government entities right. that we're suing, as in this case, Tampa. And when we win, we're able to give them all of the time and all of the expenses. And it was a very lengthy case to get to this point.
You know, I really appreciate the judge ruling when he refutes this made-up term that you hear about all the time, and activists in the media, they call it conversion therapy. Well, here's what he stated in his opinion. Broadly stated, the ordinance bars therapy within the city by medical doctors and mental health professionals that seeks to assist a minor in a goal to change gender expression or to change sexual orientation or attraction. These two subjects are separate and distinct, but related. The cases have generically referred to these two subjects as SOGI, or sexual orientation change efforts. The ordinance uses the term conversion therapy. Neither term is entirely accurate. The court's recitation of many points from the testimony abolishes the false arguments used to push these dangerous laws.
Yeah, so
hallelujah.
Yeah, it's a great decision all the way around, in addition to ruling that cities, local governments have no authority in this area.
Yeah.
The judge did a lot of these different points.
He nailed it.
He understood the issue, because what the other side does is they'll say, well, this is conversion therapy. And it conjures up in your mind that what is happening is electrodes forcing people to do certain things. No, this is two people in a room, and they're just talking. And the one person has an issue, the client.
It's counseling.
And they ultimately open up and they share with the counselor about what it is that they're struggling with.
Right.
And what are their goals, their counseling goals?
How can that counselor help you?
How can I help you? What is it that you want to achieve? And then the counselor works on those issues.
Right.
And some of that might be, it's a self-esteem issue. It is some hurt that they've had in the past.
It could be abuse.
And consequently, they're seeking identity and affirmation in the wrong places.
They could have felt abandoned by a parent. Who knows?
And so they work on those issues. Mm-hmm. And those issues, when those are resolved and addressed, then the other things are resolved and addressed as well.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, particularly in the younger generation, there is this quest for identity. Mm-hmm. Who am I? What is my value? What is my worth? What is my place? And that identity issue is a very big thing within the younger generation.
Yeah.
For us as Christians, we have our identity not in our ethnicity, not in our race, not in our job position, not in what we do or have done, but in the fact that we are loved by the Creator of the universe, mm-hmm. who gave His life for us, and that is our identity. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And when that is set straight, nothing else matters. It's not your group. It's not the person that you're in a relationship with, it's not your job, it's not your finances, it's not your bank account, it's your relationship with Jesus. That changes everything.
Amen, amen. And these are young people with unwanted same-sex attraction seeking to unpack the root causes. What is the nexus, the genesis of these unwanted same-sex attractions? And as Holly mentioned, studies show an extraordinarily high rate of sexual abuse against people that can cause these unwanted same-sex attractions. And there are a lot of people, you just mentioned a relationship with Christ, man, a lot of them, they are trying to reconcile those unwanted same-sex attractions, get to the root cause through this with their therapist, in order to align their beliefs and their attractions with their sincerely held religious beliefs and their relationship with Christ. This is nothing but a positive thing.
Right, and the court recognized in this instance that the government does not have the authority to barge into the counseling room and decide what you can and can't say.
Exactly. Here's what the judge wrote. Nothing is more intimate, more private, and more sensitive than a growing young man or woman talking to a mental health therapist about sex, gender, preferences, and conflicting feelings. The ordinance inserts the city's code enforcers into the middle of this sensitive, intense, and private moment. But this moment is already governed, and it goes on by other laws protecting the privacy. I mean, we have client confidentiality. That's why we have that, so that what transpires in a counseling room is confidential, and that allows the client to have that confidentiality and that assurance that it's not going to be broadcast, that we're not going to have the government coming in and telling you what you can hear and the counselors what the counselors can say. So continue to pray for this case. It's up on appeal. This will be our second one that's currently up on appeal, actually the third one that's up on appeal. And we've got three of these now on appeal. It's just a matter of when, not if, one of these cases goes to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court strikes these down across the country. And that's what we are wanting to do, is get one of these cases to the Supreme Court and strike down these dangerous laws all over America. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up right there on the webpage. Go to the subscribe button, and you can sign up to the emails and newsletters, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.